I've been hearing about this, but I just didn't have time to track it down, that I'd been, hey, Alex, they've been trashing you on WWE. I saw that on YouTube comments. I saw it in a letter that was mailed here, and I'm just like, WWE, you know, Worldwide Wrestling, that doesn't even enter my brain, okay? I mean, I just remember being 10 years old over at neighbors' houses watching Kabuki, you know, fight the Von Erichs or whatever, and the kids saying, I'm going to beat you up if you don't say it's, you know, real. And then the neighbor kid punches you, and then you punch them, and then their parents throw you out of the house and say you're never invited back over again. I mean, I remember dealing with people. And so the minute Watson, I called Watson about 6 a.m. this morning when I got up and got on the computer. Paul Watson's 6 hours ahead over in England, head of PrisonPlanet.com, and really the morning editor of Infowars.com, the workhorse, the number one workhorse of the operation, after myself. And I call Watson up at 6 a.m. And I go, what you got going on? And he said, well, do you know that Jack Swagger, the villain of the WWE, he said, there's a bunch of videos. I'm going to do a quick report on it. They get up there and discredit the Tea Party with Gadsden flags and say really ridiculous stuff like, you know, all Mexicans are bad. I love Alex Jones. And his manager has a Yosemite Sam voice, like, white rabbits. But instead it's like, white Mexicans. But I love me some Alex Jones. Oh, you Mexican. I love Rush Limbaugh. That's actually... And I said, Watson, when you write this article, the comments are going to be, it's just entertainment. What's the big deal? On a bad day, it's got 14 million viewers. 14 million viewers. Now, on a good day, Piers Morgan has 500,000. The Piers Morgan thing was big because it got picked up on hundreds of outlets. Jay Leno, you name it. Okay? But Piers Morgan, 500,000. WWE, 14 million. 14 million with an audience of up to 50,000 people in there watching it. And some people go because it's a joke. I totally get it. I've thought about going to it for entertainment purposes. I just like I went to a monster truck deal. I mean, it's fun to do that. It's a big joke for most people. But for a lot of people, WWE, it's not a joke. And now their demographics are about half. I saw this in the Wall Street Journal last year. About half the WWE attendees and viewers are Hispanic. Okay? So, because it's big down in Mexico, the whole fake wrestling thing. They have a Jack Black movie about that. You know, where a Catholic priest goes and becomes one. So it's big, okay? And so the new audience, and now I've learned it's not just Jack Swagger. Most of the white people are now going to be idiot, bad people who are racist and hate Hispanics and then get defeated by guys with Mexican flags. That's right. Jack Swagger, we got to do a whole video piece on this. He comes out every night and fights a Mexican guy with a Mexican flag who then defeats him. Oh, I hate some Mexicans. And then he gets beat up. I mean, wow. And that's Vince McMahon, who's a big establishment rhino Republican. He's a billionaire with his form of theater, men in tights, ballet. And all of this is going on. And you got about, you know, a large portion of the audience that thinks it's real. I've known adults that'll call in and go, it's real. No, it's real. It's real. And I'm like, really? I've seen somebody body slammed who was in a coma. I mean, this is not real. Okay, I'll assure you, grown men who are 6'8", pounding each other in the face one time, blood's going to be pouring everywhere. No, it ain't. But almost all these folks never been in a real fight. They're like little arrested development, toddling pot bellies. You know, who were like, we're going to go to, no matter if they're white, Hispanic, black, it's like, it's the same, they look the same, they act the same. It's real, let's go watch the big guy fight, it's real. I mean, most of them got about 80 IQs, they're borderline mentally retarded. I mean, I'm very sad about this, it's just a fact. Okay, you got people that are there to laugh at it, and then you've got people there that think it's real. And you don't really go to watch the wrestlers, I know folks that are into this, Billy Corgan, you know, puts on wrestling and, you know, it's a big joke and fun for him, you know, the Smashing Pumpkins guy. I'm going to get him back on, by the way, when he's out for South by Southwest. The point is, is that if it's entertainment, that's great. But you've got the people there who don't understand. Half the audience is there to laugh at you. You are the entertainment. Okay?